This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Belent. Today on the program, we're going to take a look at a place you may have passed by, but never entered. That is the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center. A special place. And if you think it's all about Route 66, based on the 66 Road logo on the main sign and on benches surrounding the property, you would be wrong. The Litchfield story is told and told well. And I figured the timing couldn't be better because, one, we're right in the middle of the Montgomery County Bicentennial Celebration, which will reach a fever pitch come June 5th at the County Fairgrounds in Butler. Also, Memorial Day is coming up on Monday. And one of the things that impressed me in the museum is the new veterans exhibit. It's in the area where the Chamber of Commerce used to set up shop inside a museum. They have taken that space and repurposed it in a beautiful way with not only artifacts, but some great veteran stories, including profiles of those who didn't come back. Certainly fitting as Memorial Day approaches. That's up now as I speak to Carla Sneed on Around Montgomery County.
You know, it's a museum known for Route 66, and when you say it's a museum that's all about Litchfield, it is a museum that achieves multiple missions. I guess for one misconception, Carol, if someone has it, they see the Route 66 logo, which again, is kind of like a beacon to the outside world. They come through Litchfield. They're from Europe or Lord knows what. They're going to come here and check out the Route 66 aspect. But this is very much a tale of the history of this town. I mean, long before 66 was a gleam in a road planner's eye.
It sure is. When the founders of this museum started out, they asked the community to bring in items they would like to donate or loan that was significant to Litchfield. And it happened. I mean, items, pictures, everything came pouring in. And we still get items. Every week somebody brings in something. And we're always amazed about how this item was saved by somebody who cared about Litchfield. So, yeah, I am continually amazed, and I walk around even now, even after being involved with the museum the whole time, and still see and read things that are amazing and new to me about the town.
I know some of the structures of the industrial past are lost, no longer standing, but still you run into something like the converted brown shoe. And you just let your imagination start to run wild of what it was like here in the past when there was just so much hustle and bustle and people working and they weren't commuters. This kind of plugs in the information into, doesn't it? I mean, it just makes it easier to imagine what it was like in the past when life was, you know, a little more vibrant before we hit the highways and headed to big office complexes and everything.
Right. I mean, Litchfield was like many small towns back in the day. They were self-sufficient. Everything was made here. You could buy whatever you needed, and jobs galore. We've got displays about old businesses, including grocery stores, manufacturing, and all kinds of places that existed then, but not anymore. So,
well, we're coming up on Memorial Day, and I know I spoke with you and Ray Kellenberger several months ago, and I know COVID was kind of a hiccup in that regard, but the veterans display, tell us about that. There is some great stuff in there, and it's a great mix of, I know some people like to see artifacts and mm-hmm. and helmets and you know, the kind of things a foot soldier would wear, but also they want to see the stories of people from here who hopped on those transports across the ocean and stepped forward and some making the supreme sacrifice. You know, when you walk in, it's not a massive Smithsonian room, but boy, there's a Smithsonian just level of stories. I mean, it's just kind of like once you start reading and looking, the whole universe in there expands, doesn't it?
Exactly. And we want it to be about those men and women from Litchfield. And I think we're hitting it. After we opened it and started advertising that it was there, little by little, people have been bringing in other photos and stories, and that's what we want to continue. We've got plenty of room in there for more of that kind of thing, and if we run out of room, we'll figure it out, because we feel like it's so important. And I think the way the room is set up, it's a beautiful space for what it is, and we're pretty proud of it. So yeah, I want to encourage everyone to at least come and see that, because it's wonderful.
Well, you look to the past, people who made key decisions that helped shape the future of this city, that, you know, sealed the deal to make Lake Lou Yeager happen, what have you. It's just great to see the leaders of the past and remember them, because they didn't just serve, especially the ones who made those big decisions that impacted decades ahead. They didn't just serve and meet the needs of the time.
You're right. And I mean, we've got lots of people like that, like Lou Yeager, and just various mayors and bankers and developers that lived in the past and started so much of the commerce that exists today. So yeah, you're right.
I guess it's been a big hit to have the old Litchfield fire engine. Of course, when we say engine, the engine didn't like oil or gas, but was more into oats and hay.
Probably, or two-legged, because that, you know, it could go where, you know, if the horses couldn't go there, the men had to push it or pull it. It gets a lot of attention, too, so...
Yeah, it really, you guys really do maximize the space in here. I mean, you know, when people see the size of the building, they wonder how much is going to be in here. But you really, without it being cluttered, you get a lot done in this space.
Yeah, we try. And we often wish we'd have made it bigger, but, you know, we manage.
These photos of the past, you know, we think about people don't leave their four walls, some of the socials. Service organizations have passed on, at least in this town. And you try to picture a world where people, especially coming out of COVID, the way things used to be when people just got together in big crowds and mass gatherings, mm-hmm. and people were comfortable with other people. It's amazing to look at these scenes and just hundreds and hundreds of people just mm-hmm. enjoying each other's company. It's
right.
Maybe inspiration for what we can do in the future.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we've got photographs of businesses, and they'd have their ball teams and picnics and things like that, and they always seem to commemorate with a big photograph. And often they're not labeled with who they are, but, you know, sometimes they are. At least we know the event and why it was taken, so... But they are indeed interesting. So,
well, a thing that makes any museum great, especially one focused on history, is having a living, breathing aspect. And with what the folks on the genealogical side have been able to do here, I think that's a big part of it, that it's not just these mayors we speak of or the industrialists, but people can find out about their families. And I can imagine that's been a great addition here.
Yes, the Genealogical Society is they're an amazing group of people, and they've got a collection that's out of this world. And anybody who's interested in that kind of thing should come here, and they could probably find you the answer. And I'm constantly amazed at the mysteries that they solve just by looking at a photograph or looking up an obituary or something like that. And we do have people come in from other states and way out of town to use that facility. So, yeah, it is a great addition here.
Well, we were just talking about Route 66 before we began the interview, and the great artist, Mr. Waldmeyer, whose family runs the Cozy Dog in Springfield, and I kind of see a synergy there, because I remember the last time I was in Cozy Dog up there in Springfield, and we're just sitting there at TV shows there, and then two guys from Italy walk in, have a Cozy Dog. And now, especially with the internet, where someone from overseas not only comes down the mother road and follows the signs, but can get on the internet and social media and really pinpoint some things. I imagine you've gotten some real interesting people who just stop off the highway and all of a sudden there's a Ferrari or a Maserati or whatever in the parking lot.
Yep, we do get a good number of visitors from all over the world. And it's so interesting to talk to them. And I always think, what a great way for them to see America, because they're kind of seeing the real thing and not just big cities. And they just are so excited to be going on Route 66. And it's just fun to visit with them. And, you know, we've got a wonderful group of volunteers here who do our greeting. And all of them agree that that is one of the best things about being here, is talking to those people that come from all over the world. And so I encourage anybody who thinks they'd like to do such a thing to come on out and talk to us, because we'd love to have you.
Well, you talked about the volunteers. I was about to say, the history and the living history aspect. Yeah, there's great stuff on the walls. There are great artifacts. But the volunteers are also like a walking, talking history book. And when you talk about working a crowd, as I walked in, I was greeted by Mr. Adams, a.k.a. owner of the Aristan for an era. And it just seems like a natural transition. A guy who obviously worked a crowd in a conversational, iconic dining venue, and just going across the street. Yep. This just seems like a natural fit.
Oh, absolutely. He knows a lot. And any questions that people ask, he definitely knows the answer. And there again, I tell our volunteers, if somebody asks you something, if you don't know the answer, just say, I don't know the answer. And that's okay, because, you know, we're here to greet and make sure that they enjoy their time here. That's what we do. So.
The Bicentennial, County Bicentennial, give you a boost yet? Or?
Yeah, we're going to have a table over at the fairgrounds on June the 5th. And so we'll be there to talk to people and greet them and show off our museum that day, too.
Well, it's a great layout. I love I almost want to buy some of those. Well, not almost. I want to buy some of those red benches out there with 66 carved in it.
Those are nice.
Yeah, this great museum. What is the biggest secret, do you think, that people don't know about this museum that really, you think, really stands out? Any gems that people miss? Even people who've been here and walked through?
Well, for Litchfield people, I think it's just looking closely at photographs and reading about their past and understanding how Litchfield got here, and how important it is that those things are not forgotten. And to spend some time and to really look at that kind of thing, and I think that's probably my best answer for that.
Yeah, I think museums are always great experiences. They're not always personal, certainly not as personal as this. I imagine some people will walk in, oh, well, this is a good time to, I'll kill some time, check this out, I've always wanted to see it, and probably walk in and they see something that hits a nerve. And I imagine you get some emotional experiences in here.
We do, very often. And it brings back memories. And like you said, it kind of hits a nerve, and it makes them want to find out more. And that's what's always wonderful to see, too.
What hours can folks check out the museum here?
Okay, we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4, and on Sunday, 1 to 4 through the summer.
Okay. Yeah, well, COVID, I know, was tough on a lot of folks, and it was a hard time to bottle up because you're building momentum toward the big centennial for 66 and everything else. that had to be a pretty tough road, especially when you got the great veterans exhibit you were working on. So it's got to be a happy time that as the tourism season is taking off, that we're returning to some sense of normalcy.
I agree, and we're looking forward to it. We already see an uptake in the visitors, and we're real pleased about that. So,
yeah, just an incredibly preserved part of 66 here. I mean, this is a place where you, I talked about using your imagination. It doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to picture cars with fins or muscle cars working their way down this strip. And, well, sometimes they just plain do. They're coming through this neck of the woods.
Right. We have car clubs come through. Some come announced and some do not. And that's fine. You know, they just are cruising down the road and make a stop. I like that.
Well, Carol, I appreciate the tour and appreciate what you do over here.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoy it.
Thanks for listening to the program today, and thanks to Carla Sneed. We appreciate her joining us. I encourage each and every one of you to go to the Litchfield Museum. If you've already been there, take the kids and educate them about the special past and future of this community. We'll see you next weekend for Forum. Sean Belent saying so long. Have a safe and happy weekend, and again, remember the fallen this weekend.